Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, CAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Welcome back to a new episode
of
She's in a Pod. Thanks for all the wishes on our 3rd year anniversary, guys. We feel the love. And yes, we can't believe it's been 3 years. it's crazy.
You know, this year's been so busy that we almost all forgot it was our anniversary.
It was Bianca that just put a message in the chat like, guys, you know it's our 3rd year anniversary on Sunday. We were like, pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years, guys. So, yeah, thank you for all of the support so far. Those of you that have been with us from the beginning and then, you know, the ones that have joined along the ride, we really appreciate every single listen, download and comment and share and like and follow.
Love you.
Love you loads.
Love ya.
Okay, cool. So we'll get right into the episode.
Yes, I think this is going to be a popular one because a lot of this
exactly
is happening or is coming up.
We do. Let's get to Oh My Pod.
We need to get that out of the way. So if you guys don't know,
I don't know
what Oh My Pod is, you should know by now.
I think I'm just
Shade with her acting skills.
No, do you know what? I actually misheard Bianca. I thought she's.
Well, yeah, it's basically where we talk about.
I thought.
What did you say
that we don't know what your Oh My Pod is. And we were like, and then I said, I actually don't.
Oh, okay. No, they don't know what my Oh My Pod is. No, we never tell each other what it's going to be. So just to get like real and genuine reactions and stuff. But Oh My Pod is basically where we talk about something that happened. It could be good, bad, but it was controversial. So much has happened this week from Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Did you see the tweet where he said he's going to buy Coke just so he can put cocaine back in it? I was just like, at this point, he's trolling.
I was like, he's such a troll. he's trolling. What else has happened? Megan Thee Stallion had an interview about the shooting. Mm-hmm. There's just so much that has happened. The thing about Tim Westwood, it's just so much has happened.
It's been a long time
coming. It has, and that's something that we need to have a discussion about at another point because it's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
But what I do want to talk about is something quite sad, and I don't know if you guys saw it because the Shade Bar did post it, and it was about the killings in Bermondsey. A young black boy killed his girlfriend, her mum, her grandma, and her grandma's partner. And actually, the girl went to my school, her. So her name was Samantha. Aww. She was in the year below me. So I came on Instagram, and I was like, and I kept seeing people saying, this is before I saw the story, people were like, oh, like RIP, and I was messaging people like, what happened? And then, someone sent me the link to the Daily Mail and said, she was murdered. And I just thought, you know, there's just so many things. Mm. At the time, we didn't know it was her boyfriend, but we knew it was someone that they knew, obviously. And it's later come out. Thank God they caught it. Like, apparently he was in the house. Like, he was there when the police arrived. So I don't know if he's mentally. I mean, no one who kills anyone, in my opinion,
would
really be all the way mentally stable, but to do that to four people, one lady, her grandma was even going through cancer treatment, like, to do that to people who, you know, it's just, that is on another level. And I do think there's probably, there should be some questions about how mentally stable he is as a person, because that's just not normal.
Like, when I saw that, I genuinely thought, it's not. So, like, this is not normal behavior. Crazy. Like, that was the only word that I could use to describe it.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. She was actually just such a bubbly person. I remember her, like, you know, even though she wasn't in my year, just you have certain memorable people that you went to school with, you just remember that. She was always so bubbly, so loud, but she was always bubbly and always good vibes. She was never like a girl that just like was in trouble or anything like that. So it's really sad. So yeah, I think they have, like, there's a sister that's left, her mum's, Samantha's mum's sister, so it's Samantha's auntie. I think she's left, and, you know, I can't imagine. Imagine losing four family members all at once.
That is just too much.
Can you imagine that trauma? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so just sending love to anyone that's grieving. You know, I have some friends that were close to her, so that way, like, I was in my father's class. So just sending love to everybody that's grieving, Samantha, and, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot. It was a heartbreaking story. It's really, really sad. I don't know anyone in my life that's ever been murdered. So, like, you see these things and you become so desensitized to them because they're in the news all the time. But
it becomes so real, right?
Knows,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, like, these things really do happen.
Yeah.
So it's just such a heartbreaking story. And then also, you know, like, there's one thing I have to say, actually. It's like, I really don't like when people say, you know, when these things happen and people come out and say, oh, that's why you have to be careful who you choose to be with.
It's almost
like
blaming the victim.
I think that you're almost like putting the blame on the person. Exactly.
You just never know.
Exactly. Sometimes you may see the signs, but sometimes you just never know. And, you know, we don't know what their relationship was like. So I really, you know, some of the comments, I was just like, oh, just so insensitive, because you would hate if that was your daughter or your child or sister, and they were gone, you wouldn't like people saying those kind of same kind of thing.
One thing I've learned, from working in criminal justice, is that you meet some of, like, the most dangerous people, and when you look at their track record or some of their history, the ones that shock me the most are the ones who never even had. You know, they were so good, like, they maybe didn't even have any detention, nothing. And they've gone to commit one of the most just atrocious crimes, you know? So you just never know someone's capability, what could make them tick, what has been brewing. You know, I don't know this situation, but
100%. So yeah, just, I guess, rest in peace to Samantha, her mum, her grandma, and her grandma's partner. To anyone that's grieving her, just love. There's nothing that could ever be said, really, to make you feel better about the situation. But it's an unfortunate situation. So yeah, just wait. So I know this was like a more of a sad one this week, but I just thought it was a story worth noting.
Definitely.
So, guys, so ladies, right? We are talking about a topic which I'm sure everybody's gonna want to hear about.
The women, exactly.
Especially the women. Yep. Let's be honest. Because we love a good wedding, okay? we love a good wedding. And, you know, we have one of our lovely co-hosts who is probably, what? I don't even know how many weeks.
Let me look. I'm even scared to look, man.
I don't know.
Right, the countdown says 1 month and 11 days.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are getting a live reaction.
Like, between 5 and 6 weeks, five and a half weeks. until here comes the day.
It's very nerve-wracking.
So is getting married.
Oh, I pray so. It's gonna be an amazing day. So nervous. I don't think you understand, but. Let me not go into a tangent, but it's a very, very nerve-wracking feeling because you just want everything to be perfect, just how you imagined. You want everyone to be there, and, you know, you just want it to be a beautiful occasion. So I pray it is.
It will be.
It is. And the things that are nearest to your heart, things that are the most important, will be perfect. Like they'll be fine. So just don't worry about that. And you've put your trust in people that I'm sure, like, you've given responsibility to people that you know you trust and are capable. So just leave it to them and leave it to God. Let go and let God, girl. So but we want to talk about weddings. We want to talk about what we really want to talk about, really, is because there are a lot, you know, every day you go on social media, other post is a wedding or an engagement.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have this discussion with Shade about, you know, the difficulties in when you're in the lead up to your wedding, how you are able to just, like, focus on what it is that your day, your journey, and kind of not look on the outside to compare or to say, so, like, even the pricing, we'll get to that. But the first point I want to make is about COVID, because COVID, obviously, a few things COVID did is it brought out a hell of a lot of babies.
Engagements.
It brought out a lot of...
people are busy.
a lot of engagements, 100%. And then also, obviously, it's one of the things it did was it affected a lot of weddings. I actually had a friend that was getting married she was supposed to get married the year of COVID, 2020, September. Mm-hmm. And she ended up just having a small wedding, literally just 30 people. And I remember having a conversation with her, and she was, obviously it was a stressful time because there was probably a lot of people that couldn't be there. But also a part of her was happy because she saved so much money. Oh my God, I can't imagine. She saved so much money.
Literally, same with my cousin. My cousin had the same. Yeah, she had like this so big wedding planned, really nice manor house. Then COVID hit, and then Boris announced the lockdown. You know when he used to announce the lockdowns, but would give like 3 days notice? So the last one he announced was that November 2020. Yeah, and my cousin's wedding was supposed to be 22nd. He announced that we were going to go into lockdown in 3 days on November 1st, I think. So my cousin had to move her wedding. Do you remember? My cousin had to move her wedding forward by like 18 days.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the running around, the changing of plans. She hadn't slept in 3 days. But she said it was the best decision. At the time, it didn't look like it. At the time, it did not look like it would be the best thing. But they saved thousands. Yeah, of course. And they were able to do like a house reno. They were able to go on holidays. Yeah. Like, I tell her they're even still on honeymoon because I feel like they just traveled there. Now they're just enjoying their money. So at the time, it won't look like a blessing in disguise because we all have this dream wedding, but it worked out amazing for them.
Yeah. But you know what's so funny about that? In hindsight, I feel like as much as I'm still seeing the big, glamorous, luxurious weddings, I feel like I'm seeing a lot more simplistic weddings than I used to.
I'm not.
And So every now and again, I'll see like someone did a civil wedding, but they looked really nice. And they've gone to the registry office. Now I'll see it not often, but I see it more than I used to. And I think that's because
that as well.
COVID made people realize that, like, you know what?
It's for others.
All this money we're doing for what? Like,
the pressure is there as well.
Yeah. So I think for some people, it gave them a different perspective that, you know what? Like, let's do it a different way. There are other options. Having a big wedding isn't the only option. And I think sometimes we're made to feel like that because of what others are doing.
It's interesting.
I feel like COVID was a lot for people. So how would you have, like, hypothetically, Shade, how would you have
coped with that? That's so hard. I would have probably cried and cried and cried some more because I've always had the idea of, like, dream princess ballroom wedding with, like, high ceilings, so I would have been I would have been really sad.
Pardon? Like Beauty and the Beast.
I would have been sad. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna pretend. How I would have dealt with it, I would have just had to deal with it, just like every other bride did. I would have had to have cut down my guests, have to scale down a lot. But I would have just made sure that we got memories, we got pictures, really good pictures that we can at least keep and look back on. And that would have been it. I would have been very sad.
Yeah.
But now that I think about the stress that I'm going through, because obviously I'm planning a big wedding. So now when I think about it, I'm just like, oh, do you know what? I kind of wish I was doing a small wedding or just like just maybe like a lot of what I'm noticing people are doing now is they're doing a trad wedding and then they just go to the registry. Like, I'm noticing that a lot, actually. So instead of having two massive events, which I'm doing, they have one really, really big event. They put all their money into that and then they just go to the registry office. It's just less stress. It's less stress. I mean, it's weddings. It's not easy, especially because... And the other thing with COVID, actually, I know we said COVID... impacted how weddings are and people are going more simple, but actually what I'm realizing is that also a lot of people also delayed their weddings, meaning that now there's an influx of weddings. So like every week you'll see on someone's story that there's a wedding, there's this wedding, there's that wedding, and that of course has an impact on you planning a wedding, because you think, I keep second guessing myself. I've noticed I do that a lot. Yeah, you're seeing so many.
You know what I mean?
So, like, I see something. So let's say I've chosen a style of dress. And then I see a dress and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so much nicer. Okay, let me tweak this. Let me change that. Or you see a venue, like, oh, actually, this venue would have banged. Or someone has used this caterer. Too many options.
Because there's too many options.
And it can frustrate you.
Yeah.
It can. Oh, I have stories for days. For actual days.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, there's this like whole, when someone gets engaged, and I see this a lot, and I'm sure people have said this to you as well, when you get engaged or like in the lead up to the wedding, and they're like, oh, it's going to be the wedding of the year. And like, they're just hyping up almost like this. You guys can't see right now, but Shadé's rolling her eyes. But yeah, how do you feel when it comes to that narrative? Because I know a lot of people are harmless in saying that. Like, it's a harmless thing. It's, they're trying to hype it up and just make sure that it's going to be a day full of bliss and et cetera. But how does that make you, does that put pressure on you in any way? When you, especially when you see in the age of things going, everything going viral.
And Bella Nigel. And now
weddings are part of that.
Oh,
and Bella Nigel. Yeah. And like all these different publications.
Wait, you have?
How does that? She has. Oh. The engagement was put on there.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So how does that make you feel, this wedding of the year?
Or cutest bride of the year or best wedding I've been to so far? It puts pressure, like... People are harmless and saying it. Even my mum has said it. When I got engaged, she said, oh, I can't wait to host the royal wedding of the year. You know, people say it like, you know, the wedding of the year. But then that puts so much pressure, because then you, like, what I find myself doing, and I'm really, really, really trying to come out of that phase, what I find myself doing is just like, oh my gosh, how will this look? How will that look though? Oh, but this person had this colour. Why isn't this like that? And so, like, I'm striving for perfect. And then I beat myself up about it because I keep second guessing. I keep being indecisive. Yeah. I keep, you know, like, oh, I want to change this. I want to change that. I'm just like, oh, for goodness sake, I don't like this outfit. I don't like that outfit. So it's very, very pressure. Like, it does put a lot of pressure. Even today I saw a trad that was at the venue that I'm using for my white. Actually, I didn't see it today. I saw it like last week and it looked so beautiful.
Really?
And I was just like, oh my God, is mine going to look this beautiful? So it's just, you know, it's just that comparing, because you're just like, oh, you're trying to live up to these expectations of wedding of the year or this, that. And it's just like, is that realistic though? Should we be doing a wedding for others, or should it be what Sam and I want?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's so hard to find that balance, because we know in our generation, everything is, oh, how does this look on Instagram? Or did this go viral? So it's so hard for you to tune yourself out of that. You know, and it's just it's one thing after the another, but it's very, very pressured. I think you just have to get to a place where you are just like, okay, I'm doing this for me, I'm doing this for Sam and I'm doing this for our families, I'm doing this so that we have the day that we want. Do you know what I mean? And you're not doing it on the day. Yeah, that's it.
I'll have a good time on the day.
Because listen, girl, when you and Sam. When you close the door and that Southampton home, it is just you and him. All the people that were there partying with you and doing...
They will go home. They'll go to another wedding and forget about yours.
They won't be there. And I think that's... It's obviously... 100%. They'll drink and eat and be merry and so support. But one thing I did want to say, actually, in terms of, like, taking the pressure off you, is that even online, because, you know, we get inspiration from a lot of of things. And even the weddings that I come across online, there's always something that I look at and say, oh, that's a really cute touch, or that's really, that was really special. Whether it was her dress or the bridesmaids' dresses or the colours or the flowers. So I think, like, no matter what scale your wedding is on, there's always going to be touches in that wedding that people will look at and say, oh, do you know what, that's really nice, that's really lovely. It may not be every single detail, and that's impossible for them to notice and do that, but there will be that things about your wedding specifically that you'll be able to say, okay, people can look at it and be like, oh, that's nice, 100%. And that doesn't matter what scale the wedding is on. So just bear that in mind. Like, you have,
and I'm glad that I have, like, people like my cousin, who's my matron of honour, she brings me back down to reality. She was just like, Shade, you need to get... Because even today, I saw a bride, and I loved her tried outfit. And I was just like, see, this is how man should have been. Man should have been glam in this. She was like, Shade, this comparing, you need to stop it, because you're just going to keep beating yourself up and you just won't be satisfied with what you have. Do you know what I mean? It's, wedding season is a lot.
Girl, I think
I need to. I'm not gonna lie. No, seriously, for my mental state, I actually think I need to. I'm not gonna lie. I think I will.
Yeah.
Because it's too much.
Yeah. Because just have tunnel focus. Have tunnel vision on you and Sam. Like, yeah. Because that is what is the most important thing about the day. Without you two, I mean, I have heard stories before about people. 100%, Jen. Yeah, about what you want. I was gonna say that I've heard stories about, this is you lot's people, Nigerians, about how they've had weddings before, like wedding events, where the couple wasn't actually there.
What?
So, like, from
I don't get it. No. Explain.
Exactly. Like, they've had a traditional. So someone I know, told me that their brother got engaged and married. They're Nigerian, but they're living in America with their wife, and everyone back at home in Nigeria had
I've heard of that before, an introduction, not the actual wedding. So what's it for? Just for the food and?
No, it was like a whole thing.
Just for show.
Wow. Yeah, people want to dress up, go eat, go do whatever. Wow. Is it that deep? Is it that serious?
Honestly, to some people, it actually is. It is difficult. It is difficult. But I think I am actually going to have to come on social media, because boy. And I mean that, but...
Yeah. I just think to get yourself... It's not even
in the right frame
that.
Of mind. Because it's a big step. Mind, and like, do you know what? It's actually a good thing you said that, Bianca, because what I also realise is that as... leading up to the wedding, you get so caught up in the little details of the wedding that you forget that you're actually entering a new chapter that requires prayer, that requires like fasting, that requires serious like discussion with Sam, making plans, thinking about our home, our finances, you know, and it can be so easy to get caught up, which I have been actually, because my prayer life has been not good during the season, because the first thing I do is wake up and think about, oh my God, let me check this thing, let me do this, let me do that. And it's just like, actually, this is the time to really focus. No, you're right.
Yeah.
100%. No.
That's it. That's the most important, because that's what's lifelong. The wedding is 2 days.
Not just the wedding.
And then people will go home.
Girl, listen, at the end of the day, and this is it. And like, because I've been thinking about in the lead up now to your wedding, that I've been just thinking about what is the most important. Even with all those people there, and you want all your loved ones around you seeing you making this big step, but in my mind, the way I see it is, the most important aspect of the day is you and Sam making a commitment before God.
Yeah.
That's it. That is full stop, none of the coffee. Like, so all of those things are important, because you put money and you put effort and a lot, and those things will be fine.
Facts. But
that's the most important thing of the day. And anyone that cares about you guys
will
understand that and know that, and will not be caught up on this wedding of the year narrative. Like, we're all going to have a good time. That's fact.
All right. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. So
we're going to go into our she's all that. Yeah?
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's do our she's all that.
Okay, so now we're going to go into our she's all that, ladies.
Sorry,
our she's all that is where we love to celebrate women, because that's what this podcast is about. So over to you, Jen.
That's right.
Cool. So it didn't actually take me too long to think of this she's all that for today's episode, just because I'm just amazed by, and even by me just saying it, you can probably guess who it is, by how she's influenced me. Like, I'm not really easily influenced, but I think it came for me, the, I wouldn't say breaking point, but like it came down to when she was able to influence me to buy Coke. For what reason? I don't know.
She's the influencer.
Melissa's wardrobe. Oh. Guys,
she is Melissa's wardrobe.
She has to be my, she's all that. How can a woman influence me by Coke? For what?
Oh, we know what? Wait, hold on, guys. Can I just say something? Coke is my all-time favorite drink. And I'm scared that it's going to sell out by the time I get back. So if you guys see...
What is she going to put on her story?
This is the levels. If you guys... If you guys see the Coke flavor, please buy a couple for me. Like, please.
It's the flavor. Nah, she has too much influence, man.
It's like cherry flavor.
It's like a bubble cherry or bubble gum or something. It's candy
and it's
floss
nice
or
as well, but it's
weird.
Nothing like extraordinary. It's nice? Because she, you know, she's the face behind it. But anyways,
she's actually on Molly Mae's level, basically.
Above, say, to be honest.
I feel like she's a black for the black community.
Like, people, like, things actually sell out because of her. I don't. Why doesn't she have so many more followers? I guess quality over quantity.
Exactly. So she's an influencer. I think she was dabbling, or she, you know, was doing interior design as well. She's also known as Stormzy's stylist. So she does a lot of styling. Yeah. But this woman, like a lot of, I would say even a lot of like black, mainly black British women follow her, and she's just created such a powerful network where she, you know, describes the things that she buys. She's kind of in that sort of luxury bracket, but then also at the same time,
black,
I think,
woman,
she also, you know, gets like drugstore stuff, and like she's quite relatable as well, like in her story.
Yeah, so, and that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, which I really like.
That's what I was going to say, is that she's, even though she's got luxury black girl money, she's, the reason why I like Melissa is because she'll come on Instagram stories with her hair looking mad, with like some food on her face, like just talking. I'm like, and I love it because she just, you can relate to her as just like a black
likes
girl from
nice
London.
Things.
Like, it's just, she's just so relatable. She doesn't come online, exactly. She doesn't come online trying to every single time look prim and proper. She will be real about you, be real with you about her experiences, and I just love it. And obviously, it's related to the episode, actually.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So, and that ring was serious.
she's all that. She's got her hashtag, Melman Do It, which is just,
Melman
could recognize
so
it.
So powerful.
So, yeah, shout out to her. She's doing amazing stuff. Love her vibe, love her energy.
Yeah, and congrats. Yeah, I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy. I love to see, there's certain people that I just love to see just do it well. Yeah. Because she just seems like such good vibes. Like, she's not, my mum used to say, look, she's not hurting anyone.
She's never been a drama. She doesn't seem,
you know,
bitchy.
What I mean? And I just love it. So, yeah.
She doesn't seem too clicky either. Yes. Yeah. So I have a question for you guys.
Big up Melissa.
As we get to our second part of the episode. What kind of redding do you both want? Based on what you've seen, based on just life right now, based on
question.
COVID, based on everything, what kind of wedding do you picture
that's
yourself
a good
having?
Question.
Okay, that's a good question.
Should I go first? So for me, I've never wanted like a massive, massive wedding, but I knew I would have like a, you know, a meaty, well-sized wedding. But I definitely, I've always said, I want a cathedral type wedding.
Okay.
Cathedral. I mean, I was raised Catholic. Okay. I definitely want a traditional wedding.
Yeah.
I'm Igbo, so I'm.
Yes.
I'll be very honest.
Igbo,
like,
I love
Igbo.
Oh
my God. Where he's from. We're having the Igbo trad is going to be the most dominant one. I'm sorry, I have to have that. So I always wanted to have it in Nigeria.
Me too.
But you know, obviously, like, it depends on the circumstances.
I'll come.
If it's, you know, people
I can travel
over there and stuff. So that kind of vibe, but yeah, not too overly massive where it looks like a circus. But I have a big family as well, and maybe he might have a big family too, whoever he is. I want it to be like a good balance between like a bit of like simple elegance, but still like, grandiosity of things. Because sometimes I like to be a bit. I haven't really thought too much about it.
That sounds like a view.
What about you?
I don't know. I think, well, it depends on obviously like the person I marry in terms of like the size of the wedding. I think it also depends on where they're from as well, like culturally, how big of a deal are weddings to you?
Okay.
Like obviously Joelle's Nigerian, so like
Nigerians and weddings.
So where is like So it just depends. It depends on a lot. My wedding has to be detail oriented. I'm a very detailed person. I like the details. So details mean everything. So I think that like just little cute touches on the day that just make it really unique and special, but in a way that is like quite classy and elegant. But then I also want, you know, I love like rustic weddings. I've always loved the
rustic. So rustic is one of those words I feel like I know what it means in my head, but can you actually explain it, please?
So, for example, like rustic could be like a lot of like browns and it could be like if you do the outdoor wedding, you might see like a lot of trees and they might have like I saw this idea one time and I absolutely loved it. After the reception, everyone ate, and like later after the party, they had a food truck outside serving like really cool foods. Cool. And it had like, you know, like with like, you had like, you know, fairy lights, all that kind of stuff. So it kind of gave just like a very like intimate feeling. And then, yeah, with rustic, you get certain colours, like brown, white, and nude. That's kind of rustic as well. So like a kind of very wooden palette, if that makes sense. But I don't know if I'd do a rustic wedding, because I feel like this kind of wedding only work when it's a really small wedding. But yeah, I'm just very detail oriented. I think I'm with Jen. I want to get married in a very traditional looking church. Very traditional looking, like the buildings. Okay. I want to be able to take pictures outside of the church as well. And I want that church to look like, you know what I mean? So there are little things. I already feel like I know the way not the exact design, but I know what I want my dress to look like. Like I'm a very simple, but elegant kind of person. So I wouldn't do any lace. I wouldn't do any, like, it would just be very simple, but
a nice design. How many outfit changes?
I don't know. That's because you know what? Yeah, I was watching, you know, that wedding that went viral, Ghana, the Jones Bonds, whatever they were. I was saying to my sister that, like, she had so many outfit and hair changes.
Exactly.
Were like, at what point do you get to enjoy the day?
And you know, because changes take like an so hour. Much,
and your hair, at least. Your changes are weird.
Yeah,
they do, like touching the makeup up. Yeah, 100%. So to me, I wouldn't want really. I'd be comfortable just having.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
To change into a reception dress. That's it. I think that's too much.
Dresses are expensive.
All her dresses looked expensive. Like it looked like money.
Yeah. They were, but the thing is, the people who made the dress, that's who I want to make.
Is it Pitty's Ghana? They're a Ghanaian
brand, and they are amazing.
They are truly amazing. They are so good.
Yeah, you know what? They vary. Depends, but they. I mean, for me, like for example, if I'm earning UK money, that's like because they charge in Ghana City, so. It's not as bad for someone like for us, but for a Ghanaian, it would be very expensive. If they're not rich, but yeah, just details, elegance, very simplistic. I want a famous singer at my wedding, and I've already told you all he has to figure it out.
Just make it.
I know who I want, but I said I can settle for certain people. But also because my brother is quite well connected, and my sister-in-law, she's sang for like all of these people. I would just, if anything, if Joelle fails me, I'll just see what I am. So I feel like I'll be better calling my brother. My brother knows a few people that it'd just be like if they charge me and how much and stuff like that. But like I'd want
yeah, all that stuff. So yeah, just details. I think that's my thing. Details. And yeah, my bridal party would be, I don't think, more than 6 bridesmaids. Yeah,
probably quite a good choice.
Small, not small, like mid, I guess. And yeah,
I was gonna say, is it?
Yeah.
It hasn't been too bad. I've just had one problematic bridesmaid who dropped out. Everyone else is fine, but it's like,
oh yes, yes, you told us about that. Yeah,
I don't know. I guess it helps when it comes to maybe doing things or doing tasks, because then you have more people to spread it out with. But it can also be difficult to manage different personalities and stuff. So far, I won't lie, though, it's actually been good. It's like, I haven't had any major issue apart from the one. But I really haven't. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful, but I don't know if I would have 10 again. I don't know if I would.
10 is a lot, though.
I hear you.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. It's weird because I'm seeing that as, like, the norm these days for bridesmaids. But I see when it's online.
Yeah,
minimum I'm seeing is 10, like 10, 12 bridesmaids.
It is crazy.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, actually.
I'm sure it's different for, like, the groomsmen. Like, I'm sure they're just, I don't know, sailing through it. They're not really thinking too much.
Listen, for the guys have barely even got their suits.
Yeah, guys, it's probably a lot
like, men are just so laid back and so last minute. Yeah. And with them, they're not feeling any of this pressure. They just came back from Cyprus for the stag do. They're just living life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's us that has to think about our hairs, our bundles, our makeup, our dress fitting. Oh, it doesn't fit around my boobs.
Our makeup,
What were you going to say, Jen?
I'll be so pissed off if my guy was just chill and laid back. I'd be like, I want to feel the pressure. Either stress out or
Sam himself is good. Like, or react. He's involved as much as he can be, I guess. I am doing a lot, but he tries. But men in general, like his groomsmen.
But they might just be better at
it's true.
Exactly, because this is the thing. You can't have two people losing their minds. You know what I mean? I am definitely the person that will lose my mind.
That's
so
a great
my
example.
Partner needs to be the
because
zen
today
one.
It happened this today. Today I just deeped again how disappointed I am with our trad outfits. I just feel like the company, the people that did it, didn't do what we wanted. Mm. They didn't, and it's so frustrating. And then I got over the frustration. Then it manifested again. I had called Sam, and I was like, Sam, I'm so sorry to rock the boat again, but I'm actually pissed off at these people. And he was just like, Shade, calm down. It's fine. We're still going to look nice. Outfit. So he was like level-headed in that situation. I feel like if he went mad as well, I actually would have called them. You know when you need someone to egg you on?
And this is exactly. And that's why I feel like it's good if you're invested a bit more in it, because if someone's not, it's not that they don't care, but if they're like they have less attachment to it, then it's easier for them to kind of go with the flow and things don't go right. Do you know what I mean? So to have, when you have two people like that, it's very difficult. And also, I want my wedding the way I want it. I don't want my partner's input.
Because you really have a plan. They just need to turn up.
But you know, you have to kind of like make them feel like, okay, you've got a choice in this.
I will. Like Joelle, we were talking about it the other day actually, and Joelle was saying that like he's not someone that wants a super bougie wedding.
Exactly.
I'm just like, do you know who you're with? I want a bougie wedding, brother.
Bianca,
so,
I can just imagine your wedding. It would be so, everything would just be so perfect. So well thought out.
Just to the T.
Remember, you're comparing yourself against yourself. That's it.
Yes. Speaking of comparing, a lot, but Charlie, in terms of like comparing favors, and so when I say favors, like in a sense of like maybe with vendors or like having certain people help you out, like. How was that experience being?
You don't want
for
me
you?
To start. That's the answer. Oh, gosh. Bianca said we do.
We do.
Guys.
Oh, gosh.
Guys.
You've got to know.
So, in my church, we have a lot of vendors. We have decorators. I didn't want to go there. That's why I paused. I thought, should I go there? But I am going to go there.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
So, in my church... we have singers, we have photographers, we have keyboardists, we have decorators, we have video photographer, hair, makeup.
Marketplace,
we do, right? Or people that maybe have been in my church and have now left. Even our DJ, it used to be my church, but he's left now. And you would. It's not, I don't want to say, oh, we're entitled or whatever, because it could come across as entitled to them. But with people that you've had like relationships with, you would expect there to be some sort of, even if you're not going to give me a discount, just, you know, just there's just a way you would expect someone that knows you to relate.
Sweeten it up a bit, yeah.
But, like, some of the treatment we've had is as if we're outsiders, like, we're just randomers coming to inquire about your services. And I'm just like, is this what you're doing? Because of...
But can I ask you a question, though, on that? You're a pastor's daughter, or your dad's a well-known, especially in Redeemed and stuff, right? Like, do you think that the way they treated you has some part to play in that, in terms of they think, oh, this is pastor's
someone
daughter,
else said
they have
that
money,
as well.
They should have no problem with this.
Someone else actually said that.
Yeah, because I'm thinking,
I'm just surprised that they think that, and quite a few people have said that. Shade, that's why they're quoting you the highest, even though they go to church, because they're just like, oh, they can afford it. Yeah, they have it.
That's what it is.
And it's just 100%. Like, it's really interesting that people have that perception. I'm doing weekday weddings to save money. That shows you that we don't, like, we're not boxed up. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we're not broke, yes, but we're really actively trying to save a lot of money in every way we can. Do you know what I mean? So it's...
And then it's crazy because I was speaking to someone else
who also goes to my church, lovely guy. He said that he's getting his decoration for free. He's getting a live band for free. Even live band we have in my church. He's getting a Rolls Royce for free.
Wow.
He's getting the pre-wedding shoot for free. I said, Jesus, what did I do wrong? Am I a goat? Because I don't understand. Wow. No, seriously. I was happy for him.
No, that's really sad, though.
Like,
I think it has something to do with the fact that...
That's genuinely how I felt. I was just 100%. Like, wow. He actually got all these for free. Do you know how much thousands he's saving? And we've been quoted the top end. The top end. By people that we go to church with that are literally attending my church.
Yeah, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, they would charge you the most. They probably don't. They probably even charging you more than their real prices. Because if anything, if you're negotiating them down, they're still making a lot of money. Do you know what I mean? So
we
start. And they're probably still making more than they usually. Like, that's just. I just think that's probably their train of thought because of just who your dad is and who your family is. And it's sad, of course, because. You know, especially if your dad, like, if they've been a part of your church and your dad is someone who's imparted into them for a long time and has served church and served people, it's not that he should get, like, special treatment, but you would expect it to be the other side of the spectrum where you're being treated like strangers. So
and
I think
some of these
that
people,
must not be a nice experience.
They might be expecting an invite as well.
Invites are interesting. My dad did a disclaimer in church back in, like, January. Yeah, because that's when we wanted to start sending out our invites.
Oh, God.
He had to do a disclaimer. He had to, like, on stage, like, after
that.
Service. Like, the service hadn't ended yet, and he had to because... So he said,
what did he say?
It was something along the lines of, I'm sure most of you know my daughter's gotten engaged. People were like, oh, clapping. And then it's like, I know you're all happy for us and we want to celebrate with all of you guys, but I'm sure you guys understand that in this current economy, it's not possible. It's just not possible to invite everyone, although we would absolutely love to. So we're going to do a Thanksgiving, but unfortunately, we just cannot, you know, cater for everyone at the wedding. We have people from Europe coming, this and that. So he just sweetened it. That's how we kind of did it.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that
he,
was good
because
to do,
people,
yeah.
you know how people are. People will be offended, especially Nigerians. We're the most entitled bunch.
Of course.
And even up till now, people still ask my parents, oh, can I come? Oh, two of my friends from Scotland want to come. But who are you, though? Yeah, we've had that. We've had my daughters come. And they'll ask, like, someone else who will then pass the message on to my mum. And it's just like...
Oh, my God.
So we had to do that. So for our trad, the reason why our trad is so big is because we essentially invited 80% of Royal Connections. because we just we wanted to at least cater for them somehow. So we've invited like most of them for the trad.
Yeah.
So the trad, guys, if there's nowhere to sit or stand, you know why.
Wow. Hey.
So just get ready. But for the white wedding, that's a lot more contained. And a lot of people didn't get invites for that. So, but that's how we did it, guys. It's not easy being a PK. Okay. It's not easy.
Wow.
It's not easy.
Oh my gosh, girl. Oh my gosh. Like, it's, I mean, that's the, I have, yeah,
the church, right? Being a, like, a church, it's a difficult. Lot of people
are going to expect certain things. So.
It's difficult.
Yeah, I know that life way. So, I guess we've spoken about a lot. And
I told you, we didn't touch on some of the things that we want to do.
We might have to do like
a whole series.
Maybe definitely after the wedding we'll do one. But what I guess one question I want to ask you is, how do you, we've spoken about this in terms of like social media, and I guess, yeah, social media has a massive part to play in these kind of like the quality of the people, like, because for me, I think, of course, you're going to put effort into your wedding day, like, you're going to put effort to your wedding day, whether people, a lot of people see it or not, but when you know that there's a potential of thousands or millions of people seeing it, you're then like, oh, okay, it has to be this, it has to be that, and social media has definitely had a massive part to play in that.
No,
oh my gosh.
As in, I still saw something last week, Sunday Thanksgiving or something, wedding Thanksgiving.
No, I'm saying, they had a Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I think, do you know what, though? Because of my timeline, I keep seeing wedding content, and that's actually part of the issue of social media. My whole explore page, and I showed my girl, she thought I was exaggerating.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to show you guys my explore page. Can you guys see?
Yeah, oh my god. It's all wedding stuff. Do you know what, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Why is it not slow? Look, keep looking.
It's also AI. Like, the.
Oh it is god. All literally wedding like oh I'm not exaggerating so I need to fix this because it's too much,
but you know your phone can hear you as well, like the more you keep talking about weddings it can hear you. What's it, artificial intelligence?
Yeah, it can. But there's a, I'm sure there's a way you could turn that off. Can't you turn that off?
I don't know.
No,
there's a, I'm sure actually there's a setting on the phone to turn so it off scary.
I'm sure, but yeah, I mean, don't realize sometimes when you like you might mention something to someone and then you see it accurate on Instagram, like that's happened to me so many times. What was I gonna say? So yeah, so obviously Instagram has a massive part to play in it, but how have you been able to have tunnel vision in prioritizing what the most important things are about not only the day but about the new chapter in your life? Like, how have you been able to do that? Because it can't be easy. The amount of weddings, because and I just also have to say that I think there's pressure, not for only the people that are getting married, but for the people that are not even engaged or in relationships.
Yeah.
Because you go online and you see 1,001 weddings, and you're like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Like, the world has gone wedding mad. Yeah. So that's a whole other topic. But, like, yeah, for you, how do you try and, I mean, you did say that you've been struggling with that, but how do you...
Like I said, I have been struggling, and it's getting worse now that the wedding is closer. And that it's like becoming more reality. How have I done it?
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm doing it, to be honest. I had a phase where I was just really anxious. Really, really anxious. Just so nervous. Like, so nervous, so anxious. That was like late last year, early this year. Then it passed, thank God. Yeah, remember, like, serious anxiety. It was very weird. Like, serious one. Now it's just more comparing, like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm seeing. But I actually have to physically tell myself, Shade, like, move on. Like, when I'm like scrolling through, I'll be like, okay, it's nice, but move on. I have to physically tell myself, and I try not to get into that hole, because once you start preying and you start going on these hashtags and you're like, oh my god, this one also, like, it is a bottomless pit, and you'll continue to like bury your face in it. So I have to remind myself that, Shade, please, your wedding is for you. Like, your only competition is yourself. There is no competition. You're having the perfect day for you and Sam, you know. And some days Sam and I just don't talk wedding. Like, we're just not talking wedding.
We're just chilling.
Like, we're just talking, because if not, it can really just get. Obviously, it's harder now that it's close and there's actually deadlines we have to meet. But we try to just enjoy our company. But yeah. It's difficult.
It's really good. So what advice would you give then, like, rounding up, what advice would you give to future brides and grooms, to be honest, about the wedding?
The first thing I would say is that, so first of all, think about what is really important for you and your groom. Think about, or vice versa, think about what is like a non-negotiable for you. Outside of social media, don't look at what anyone else is doing. Don't even look for inspiration to figure out what that special thing is. You just think about what would make this day amazing for you. And remember that, like, have that tunnel vision and keep focused. That would be number one. Number two, now this, some people might disagree. I wish I did this, get a bridal stylist, because guys, I hated 90% of my outfits and I still do. So I'm having to do a lot of tweaks. Bridal stylist, some people think it's a ripoff, but I honestly wish I did it, because I have so many outfits that I'm doing.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's a new thing, but it's a, you know how wedding is just everything, bridal is like a thing. Bridal stylists essentially work with you to pick the best designs for you. They liaise with the stylist. They recommend the best material, the best tailors to do it for you. And they kind of manage that. And I really wish I got that, because a lot of the styles I chose, I saw on people whose body was not like mine. And I absolutely hated my outfits. And up till now, I'm just like, oh, I regret so many of my outfits. So... yeah, that would be my second piece of advice. Third piece of advice, keep, like, people around, like, really helpful people around you that will help you to keep focus. Like, I have amazing bridesmaids, amazing matrons of honour. My cousin has been amazing. Yeah. Like, she keeps me in line. So, really, don't pick bridesmaids because of how pretty you want your, like, you know, some people choose people based on aesthetic, based on clout, based on based on who is like 100%. Who will maybe do content, who will help them to make their thing go viral. 100%. Like, people, I've heard it all. I've heard people even during their wedding looking on the people's stories to see how their wedding looks, because they're just so focused on that aesthetic. I've heard it all. So, like, choose people that actually love you, that have your best interest at heart. Yeah. And want the best for you, and that will pray for you. That's it. I have lots more, but those are like my main three. Because, yeah, that bridal stylist.
No, there's a really key one.
Expensive. Apparently, they're quite expensive, like a grand and maybe above. Yeah. But I actually would have done it. That would have been money well spent for me, definitely.
Yeah. But
you live and learn.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. And it's people. What people think is an investment as well. So, but either way, Shade, you're going to.
Amen.
The day's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be magic.
Both days are gonna be amazing. And but one thing I'll say, my sister was saying to me, I was talking about weddings to my sister the other day.
I've heard.
I feel like the day goes so
I've
fast.
Been told. It goes I've been so told. Fast.
So just even in the lead up to everything, like, I know you're stressing in as the countdown is, you know, ticking and stuff. The clock is ticking. There's deadlines to meet, but try and enjoy the rest of this journey, the 5 or 6 weeks you have left, because the day is going to go, months and months of planning and years of dreaming and picking, and it's going to go like that. And of course you have the memories, the videos and stuff, but just try your best to for the next few weeks, just be in the moment.
Definitely, that's the plan. This was so therapeutic. I need more of this. Honestly.
All right, a little therapy session.
But no, this was amazing.
And to anyone who's getting married, anyone that's getting married this year or next year, or that's been recently engaged, like, we wish you guys the absolute best with your planning. Please don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't break your bank. Yeah. I always think to myself, please, when it comes to finances, your wedding is not priority. Your life after the wedding is a priority. So don't let the pressure, 100%. And to those, even though we'll talk about it another time, but to those who are feeling pressure because they're not married, or
we need to even go and talk about that, like, how, if you guys are feeling pressure, but
we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But we're good, and you're not alone in how you feel.
It will come. It does seem like everyone is getting engaged now, but like, honestly, the time. No, not now is more than
like 2 years. COVID took like 2 years. I think people...
people are just like, oh my God, there's no time to waste. Let me just do it.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but for real, I get it. So, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was more like a gisty, just friends talking about each other episode, which I enjoyed. And we'll definitely have a post one after the wedding. Everything's settled down and Shadow's come back from her honeymoon. And probably in the next season, we'll then have a catch up about the day. And I'm sure we'll have hopefully a few posts on our feed of the day so you guys can see as well. So we'll see you guys in another 2 weeks.
Please leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify too now. No excuse, guys. Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you. It helps other people find us. And we appreciate your support. Thank you. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye, ladies.